Hey, it's Corey, and I'm back on Life Challenge, and I am here with Julie Baumgardner, and she is a certified life educator, and she's also the president of First Things First. So the thing that I really was interested about interviewing Julie on was bringing relationship education into corporate America. I just find it so interesting. I'm really, really happy to have you here. Thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I just want to start by asking you, how are you involved in bringing relationship education into corporate America?
Well, certainly corporations function under relationships, but what they don't realize is that oftentimes they have believed for so long that what happens at home stays at home and what happens in the workplace stays at work. But the reality is that is absolutely not true. And so as an organization that's dedicated to strengthening marriages and families, we have been going to corporate America and really helping them understand that when you have people who are in distress because things are not going well at home, it's impacting your bottom line. There's productivity loss, there's absenteeism, they're distracted, they're distracting other employees. And so we are taking it to the workplace and basically helping the human resource managers and the CEOs and others who are in managerial positions to understand, you know, if we can teach people how to communicate effectively, how to problem solve, deal with conflict, all of those things that we know are the important skills, if we can teach that, they can use it in the workplace, but to benefit at home as well. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And it's not just the people that are having the bad relationships that it's affecting everybody that's in that department or that they're talking to or associating with in that department.
Most definitely. And I mean, that's what you see. Typically when someone's in distress, they come in and they pull their coworker aside and they start talking about the issues and then the supervisor gets involved. And so you have that set. Then the other issue that you have is there's often workplace affairs that happen because of things not going well at home. And so you come to work, somebody's a good listener, they're so nice, and one thing leads to another, and before you know it, something that was very innocent is no longer very innocent.
I was actually interviewing your colleague, Dr. Matthew Turvey, this morning.
Yes.
And he had mentioned something at Walmart that there was some kind of infidelity in one of the divisions, and then there was just a total breakdown of that division.
Well, and you know, inevitably, when I talk with CEOs and we start having this discussion, that's exactly where it goes. You know, people will say, oh yes, the manager over this position, over this department, had a divorce or had an affair, and I mean everything just fell apart, and it fell apart for at least a year, if not 3 years, before we could get things back on track. Because so often these people, they end up leaving the company, and then you have to find someone to replace them, and you have to train them, and you have to get them integrated into the corporate setting, and so it's just huge. And companies often are hemorrhaging from this, but because they don't have a line item for it, they don't realize it until you actually sit down and start talking with them.
I just can picture like a CEO of a big company being like, oh, that's foofy. That's just like a foofy, like, new, like new age type, like free spirit type thing that doesn't make sense to corporate America.
Yeah. Well, when you start talking dollars and cents, and, you know, Dr. Turvey talked about having the actual formula for plugging in numbers for your specific company, the number of divorces you've had for a line position or a managerial position, and actually being able to see what it's costing your company, that's when their eyes actually start popping out of their head, because it's like, oh my gosh, this isn't just something out there. I can put dollars and cents to it, and that really speaks the language of these companies.
Right, right. That's a really, really important to mention. So what are some, something that really stuck out to me in your presentation are the staggering statistics that you guys were just throwing out there that really, really, I can see changing the mind of corporate America. So what are some of those statistics that you are using to show the CEOs and HR directors that that it's really necessary and they absolutely must? I mean, there should be no question in their minds whether or not that they should be bringing relationship education into their workplace.
Well, when you look at health, happily married people are healthier. So when you look at health and insurance costs, obesity and smoking, and when people are dealing with mental health issues because there's stress at home, we have those statistics. We have the statistics for lost productivity. On average, when someone is going through a divorce, you lose 3 years. 3 years of productivity from them. That's a long time, and especially if you've got somebody in a very key position. And I mean, most managers would say, well, every position is key, but when you've got a manager that's going through that, it's devastating to the company. And then we're talking billions of dollars in terms of lost revenue due to absenteeism and lost productivity. So when you start talking these dollars and cents to corporate America,
America,
that's when they stand up and pay attention, because you are really putting on paper for them something that resonates in
right.
their world. And I think that that's when they stop and they go, okay, we need this. We really need this.
And it's not a matter of just, from what I got from you, it's not a matter of just saying, okay, this is a problem, we're going to fire this person, hire someone new, because that in itself is just causing even more money.
Right. Well, and it's just, you know, when you have people in the organization maybe who aren't doing their job or aren't getting along well, if you don't know how to go in and deal with that issue, chances are you're going to have a lot of people within the company feeling like, well, we've got to take sides. You know, we've got to be for this person. They're being mistreated.
Right.
And they don't even know the whole story.
Right.
And so when we talk about coming in and teaching relationship skills, the benefit for the companies that have actually experienced this, they're saying, oh my gosh, we're seeing change all the way around.
So what are some of these big companies you're talking about that have been seeing change that you've actually brought the relationship education into, and they're actually saying, wow, you were right, Julie. I'm so glad that you convinced me.
Well, I'll tell you what we are doing is we're actually going into companies and we're talking about these issues, and because we teach so many classes externally, we've offered to come in and do this for companies kind of as a lunch and learn. But what we're finding is that employees are so private, and they, you know, we're talking about prevention. And so a lot of people don't want their company to know, oh, I'm struggling, even though they see the signs of it in the way that they produce or don't produce.
Right.
So what we're offering to them is we have these classes. They're being offered all throughout the community. And what we're trying to do is partner with the companies and say, look, we'll give you the information. We'll tell you where the classes are. We'll tell you the kinds of classes that we're offering. We just want you to encourage your employees to take advantage of it, because what we know is that based on the research, people are struggling with their marriage relationship. They're struggling with their children, especially, you know, you've got these different ages. When baby makes three, when they have this brand new baby and they're dealing with, oh my gosh, our relationship is so different, I didn't even think about that.
Right.
To having middle schoolers whose eyes are rolling in the back of their head and they're, you know, giving their parents absolute run for their money. You know, a lot of the parents are really afraid. They want to be their child's best friend. They don't have a backbone. They just want to be so cool, and their kids are running all over them and controlling the household. So you've got that, and then you've got the marriage issue. So we're offering all of those kinds of things out in the community and encouraging them to come and participate in it. And the businesses are saying that's great.
So it's not necessarily that you're going in and doing trainings, but you had also mentioned something that I really, really like as part of a benefits package.
Yeah.
So if the health insurance doesn't cover it necessarily because, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, so you're saying, look, as part of your benefits package, why don't you say you and your spouse or you and your boyfriend or girlfriend can go in to this resort. You can have a spa weekend on us, and also including three personal
right.
love or life coaching sessions
right.
that they can use at their will whenever they want.
Yes, and I think that's really important. One of the things that I think is important to point out about that is that we don't encourage companies to say, okay, just do it all for free. We'll do it all for free for you, because then there's no value to the person. So what we've had companies do, they've said, if you want to go to this seminar, you go, you pay, you bring back the receipt, we'll reimburse you for the whole thing. Or we'll pay half. You want to go on that? We would love for you to go on that, because they recognize the benefit of having this happy worker. And so we'll pay half of the cost or the entire cost. You go and pay for it first, but there's reimbursement. So there's lots of creative ways. And, you know, that's what I tell people all the time, is that this whole concept is really about being creative and thinking outside the box and then acting outside the box. There isn't a one-size-fits-all. Every company is different, and they need different things. And our job is really to go in and say, how can we serve you? How can we actually bring this home to the employees and let there be benefit for you and for them?
Wow, that sounds amazing. Okay. What is the most important advice you would give to a CEO that decided to bring relationship training into their company?
Don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. I know a lot of companies that have brought in all kinds of relationship type things, and they've given it a lot of lip service, but they don't live it out themselves.
Mm.
And if you're going to do this, I think what a lot of CEOs today don't understand is that everybody's watching you. Everybody's watching how you handle life. And if you think about the book Good to Great and how those companies that sustained greatness, what did they look like? You know, their CEO is balanced. And without exception, when they asked employees about those CEOs, one of the things that they said is that they didn't sacrifice their family in the name of making this company great. And I think that's huge. What CEOs don't understand is that everybody's watching you. And how you manage yourself and your life is a very big deal. So you can talk all you want about relationships, but if you're not living it, walking it, eating it, breathing it, it's going to be very complicated.
That makes so much sense because, you know, nobody likes a hypocrite. And nobody's going to listen to a hypocrite.
Well, it's just like children. When you, as parents, if you say, don't do as I do as I say, you can hang it up because it doesn't work.
Yep. That is definitely yeah. true. Okay, and what are some of the programs that you've brought into companies, and what is the effect that you've actually seen on these specific companies, specific effects?
Well, I can tell you that we have offered everything from when baby makes three to talking to your children about tough issues to how to avoid marrying a jerk or jerkette to just relationship skills in general. And I can tell you that the feedback from the individuals is, oh my gosh, this is not rocket science. And I think that the interesting thing for me is that people don't know what they don't know. And so they tend to operate within, you know, this isolated sphere of, okay, well, I've done everything I know to do. And the reality is that's great, except for there's a lot out there that you don't know about. There are so many wonderful resources when it comes to building healthy relationships, whether it's co-worker relationships or marriage relationships, dating relationships, teaching your kids healthy dating relationship skills. There's just a lot out there, and most people don't know that. So the biggest, I think, response to me is, this isn't as complicated as it seems. I just didn't have the good resources.
And why would they? Because number one, it's not taught in our schools.
Right.
And number two, would you ever try to read? This is coming up constantly. If you never learn about letters,
right?
You never learn what a letter was or how to put them together. How would you learn how to read?
Well, and you know, it's
okay.
To me, it's craziness that we have to study to get our driver's license. I mean, you wouldn't go to a doctor. You know, they've got that commercial on about, you know, a guy acting like he's this doctor and, you know, oh, I took a Holiday Inn Express. But, you know, the deal is you would never go to him.
That's true.
And so why do you take your marriage advice or your relationship advice from people who are clueless, who they're your friends and they're nice people, but it's not their area of expertise. And yet we see that all the time.
I'm getting the chills from you saying that. Because that is who we learn our relationship
yes.
advice on. And,
yes.
you know, you look at your usually it's friends with women, of course.
Right.
And you look at your friend's relationship, and, I mean, what are they doing that it would make you think that you could go to them and they're going to teach you something?
Well, you know, it's like I tell my daughter. She's 15. And, you know, I'm like, if you're seeking advice from your friends, what kind of advice do you think you're going to get? You're going to get advice, just as much advice as they could possibly give you for being 15.
Right, exactly.
So you need to be going to somebody who's older, wiser, has lived longer, who can give you wise counsel.
Absolutely.
And I say the same thing to couples. Don't be going to people who are just like you.
And in most cases, they don't even want to necessarily see you happy. Because
exactly.
if they're not happy, then
they want somebody to pal around
right.
with.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like
I cannot tell you. Yes. And I have seen that a million times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the people who have had the opportunity to experience this have said, I love it, and I'm excited about this, and it has been life-changing for me. My thing to them has been, you have an obligation not to keep this to yourself. You know, you don't know who you're going to encounter, and you need to pass this on.
And the CEOs are kind of saying, when they're saying to you, I'm going to offer this to you, they're saying, I care about you.
Right.
And when they're saying, I care about you, then it makes, in turn, the employee want to care about the CEO and their company and do better for them. It just makes sense.
Loyalty, exactly. Dedication, absolutely.
Why would you be loyal to somebody who says, I don't really care about your relationship. I don't care what's going on in your personal life. If you're mad and depressed, leave it at home and just create for me. And that's
suck it up and move on.
That's what our society's always taught us.
Suck it
up and move on.
Yeah.
So what final question I have for you is a really important one, because I'm really considering bringing my own programs into corporate world, but of course it's the language, and I don't really know too much about it. I mean, I work for restaurants, I work for hotels, I'm a psychotherapist, I'm a coach, so I'm kind of trying to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to a CEO that was really skeptical? You had them in front of you, mm-hmm. and they're kind of listening, they're kind of like, looking around. What do you think you could say to them that would really catch their attention and say, wow, and just totally change their mind about it?
Well, first of all, I'd say you need to really know who you're going in to speak to. And in terms of the CEO, I would say, give this a chance. I think that a lot of times we're skeptical about things with just because you've heard all of these things in the past. And boy, the field of marriage education has come so far. The research is so great. Many of the curriculums, they are well documented in terms of having impact and really making a difference for couples. So I would say, you know, if you're really somebody who, number one, cares about people and cares about your company, you would do this, because it's going to be beneficial for both sides.
And it's actually, I mean, like you were saying before, it's the numbers. When you tell them the numbers, look, when I was talking to Dr. Turvey earlier about, if you have 10 people within your corporation that have gotten divorced, that's like over $30,000 that you're losing.
Yes, right.
So it will actually, I mean, I think that that's the thing that we need to drive home with these CEOs, that you are going to save thousands, hundreds of thousands in some cases if it's a big company.
Well, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And, you know, when you've got somebody who's dealing with issues, they're bringing down everybody. I mean, you can feel the cloud. And so I would say it's well worth your time, energy, and effort to invest in something like this.
Wow. This has been really, really enlightening. I really appreciate you sitting down with me, Julie.
You're welcome.
And just one more thing. I want to give you an opportunity to let my listeners know where they can reach you at.
Okay.
For the CEOs that are listening to the show right now, how can they get in touch with you and bring this relationship education to their company?
Julie B. at firstthings.org, and you can actually look at our website at firstthings, FirstThings.org.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you.